Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I am Sharon Lecter, your host, and I'm excited to introduce you to new friends today. This is my first opportunity to chat with them as well. And so we're going to be learning together. And Mitch and Maylee Nelson are seasoned real estate investors, but they're also passionate about helping other people become real estate investors. They have a YouTube channel. They do a lot of fix and flipping. They have rental properties. And so we're going to kind of dig into that and figure out how they got started and where they've been. But welcome to the show, Mitch and Maylee.
Thank you. We're so grateful to be here, honestly. Oh, so grateful.
Well, I'm excited to introduce you and to learn more about what you're doing. So talk a little bit about Little Mitch and Little Maylee. How did you meet? How did you get started in real estate? Share a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got started in real estate about 10 years ago. My story, I was working a job at 27 years old, working at the Apple store, slinging iPhones, right? And I realized that I did not want to work for the man forever, that wasn't my thing. Apple was a great place to work. They have an amazing culture, but just the idea of someone else telling me what to do and me building someone else's dream, like that wasn't for me. And so I realized that there was no one really around me that could teach me how to reach my dreams. I set some pretty lofty goals for myself. When I was 20, 21, I said, by the time I'm 30, I want to be a millionaire worth $1 million. And by the time I'm 35, I want to make $1 million in a calendar year. And so here I was 27 years old, much closer chronologically to the goal than I was financially. And I didn't know where to turn. I mean, they didn't give me Steve Jobs' personal phone number that I could call him and be like, hey, what's the secret? So I started studying wealthy people. And, one of the things that really moved me towards real estate is a book that you co-authored, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it was, it was something that, kind of turned the lights on for me. I'd never done real estate before, it kind of turned the lights on for me. And I realized, that's the direction I wanted to go. So in 2013, I bought my first property and the rest has been kind of history. Now, I'll let you talk about how we met and your background.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I come from a very different childhood. He was raised here in Utah and that's where his little Mitchie came up, but I was also raised in Southern Utah, but I actually was raised in a religious cult. And so it was a little different story for me. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to learn how to read or write or math or of any kind until I was actually 12 years old. So my mom finally got out when I was 11. But the religious beliefs were just such that women shouldn't be able to do any of those things. They should just cook, clean, and have babies. So I do have 22 siblings. Everyone always, asks. but because I didn't know, I didn't understand the power of knowledge. I didn't understand the power of learning. I had to develop those things. And so I actually did have a educator who took me under his wing in sixth grade. It was my first year at school. And he said, you really want to be here, don't you? And I'm like, please don't send me back. Please don't send me back. Because he's like, what planet did you get dropped from? Right? Like, you are a really odd duck. But he did. He'd stay after school and he would teach me and he would train me. And I found the passion of learning. And my mom's an incredible human. She is such an inspiration, right? Because she was able to get out of that situation. So I was able to kind of see how she developed and how she grew up and who the woman that she became. And I just saw that contrast brings clarity. And so it was really clear for me to say, oh, I don't want this lifestyle. I need this over here, right? It was kind of easy for me to. So I just became very driven and wasn't like all the other friends, right? I didn't go to the movies and go hang out with friends and I didn't do any of that. I just buckled down and got to it. And so finding real estate was actually pretty easy at 16. I also read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and fell in love, right? I was just like blown away with the idea that you could be your own business owner, right? And be on, be financially free. And so that's what I set off to do. Now, I didn't find real estate before I opened up multiple businesses, but I didn't find real estate until about 6 years ago. And so I actually saw a sign that said, real estate investor seeks trainee. And there was a chicken scratch handwriting on the sign. And I was like, you know what? I have nothing to lose here. I might as well call off this sign and see what's going on. And so I called, and it was one of Mitch's other people that he's trained before. And he invited me down to a workshop, and there's like 300 people in the audience. And I was kind of like, uh-oh, I'm at one of those things, you know, kind of felt. And then, but Mitch was on stage, and within 2 hours, I learned more about real estate and business and finance than I had in 14 years of owning my own business. And so I thought, okay, I have to figure this out. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what I have to do. I will buckle down and I'll figure it out. And so fast forward, we ended up getting married. So we always say results not typical. He doesn't, marry all of his students. But so yeah, now, I mean, we just built a, an incredible empire together. And I primarily look after all of our female, I'm kind of the mom. And so I am the Utah Women's Real Estate Investor Association president. And so I try and, all the women out there, if you're around, I'm calling to you, like, you got this, you're stronger than you think you are. And obviously we take care of everyone. But
to talk about your very first real estate investment.
Ooh, yours, go ahead.
Yeah, mine was a fix and flip that I did here locally in Utah. And I bought it for $200,000. I thought, because I wasn't fully educated yet when I started, I thought I'd be able to sell it for like $350,000. So I put, good $40,000-$45,000 of other people's money, of course, into my first flip. Cause I didn't have my own money, right? I was working at the Apple store. So, barely making it. And it turned out that, it wasn't worth that when we went to sell it. So that was a learning experience for me. My ex-wife and I moved into the house and lived there for a little while. We're able to refinance it and get our money lenders paid back. But that was, that was part of the game. It was part of growing up in real estate.
A learning opportunity. No mistakes, they're just learning opportunities.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And then mine was actually I really wanted to have some type of scenario that I could get paid whether I was sleeping, or I was dead, or I was alive for my kids, right? Generational wealth is what I'm most passionate about. And so I picked up a short-term rental. It was the first deal we did. And I also raised other people's capital, which was awesome. So I didn't have to put any of my own money in. And we cash flowed like $4,000 a month until they changed the laws at the complex in which I had the short-term rental. And then we started losing like $2,000 a month. But, again, you learn the first deal you do.
A lot of people made a lot of money in short-term rentals. And now we're seeing they have to change their formulas, right?
Exactly.
You talk about learning opportunities. I mean, that's been a big thing for us in our career is being okay with failure.
Yeah.
It's something that we're not really taught in our culture and in our education system. We're not taught that failure is okay. But we found, and especially as we kind of look to examples of ours, I mean, I'm a huge Elon fanboy. So, you look at Elon Musk's rocket company. The guy will send up, $1 million rockets, so probably way more expensive than that, but, and he'll hope that they explode, and then he'll figure out why they exploded and fix that problem and send up another one and then figure out why that one exploded. Right. And I love the mindset of being okay with failure because it allows us to go and take risks and take action. And then we can either give up, which is ultimately failure. If we stop taking action, that is failure. Or we can learn from our experiences. And Mailey and I have a mindset that knowledge is even more valuable than money.
Absolutely.
Well, and it sounds to me like you put a priority on knowledge. So that's really good. So what do you, what do you see with people around that say they want to do it, but they don't? What's the biggest mistake people make?
I think fear. Fear is a big reason why people don't chase their dreams. And I talk about, so I've got a book, it's called Mindset to Millionaire. I published it in September of 2015. So we're just past 8 years that my book has been published. But I talk about the difference between long-term fears and short-term fears, right? We have short-term fears that, you know, I won't be able to buy groceries next week. So those are the things that keep us kind of plugged into the rat race, if you will, you know, keep us going to the job and keep us conservative and not willing to go out and take risks. And they tend to overshadow the long-term fears, the fears of what if I don't reach my dreams? What if I stay mediocre forever? What if, you know, I die average kind of thing. I think that short-term fear drives people to ignore their long-term fears. But one thing that mitigates fear and also risk is knowledge. Right? The more you know about something, the less you're scared of it.
For sure.
And you know, the more you know about something, the less risky that thing is. Someone who's never driven a car before is a lot more likely to do it wrong and to perhaps have an accident than someone who's, you know, experienced, as well as, you know, that applies to real estate investing as well.
So you're proof positive that in 10 years you can amass a pretty strong real estate portfolio, as well as educating other people, make some mistakes along the way, but learn from them. And now you have a YouTube channel that you're sharing a lot of the things that you've done as well. So, I mean, that's a lot of people go, well, easy for them to say, I can't do that. But I think, you know, what's your next goal for the two of you as you continue doing what you're doing and living the life of financial freedom? Share what your next step is.
Ooh, I mean, we have so many. I think we'd be on this podcast for a long time.
Too. Much time,
yeah. Yeah. But I think that ultimately, I mean, somebody asked us, you know, a couple years ago, and it was, you know, why did you do this? Why did you do this? And, you know, in the beginning, it's about money, right? Selfishly, it's about money. It's to create, you know, self-reliant wealth, right? And have a passive income so we can travel and can, you know, actually retire one day and enjoy ourselves. But one day, you know, all of a sudden, and we had a mentor say, one day money is not going to do it for you. One day money isn't going to get you up in the morning and get you excited and get you out of bed. And we thought, nah, like that'll never happen. Like, that's not going to happen. But it did. I mean, it absolutely did. And really, that's where the YouTube channel kind of came into ignition, you know, just to figure out, wait a second, we really enjoy teaching. We really enjoy watching others go from poverty to, you know, having residual passive income, watching them be able to retire, watching them have create generational wealth and keep it, right? So often, so many people, they make money, but then just as fast as they made money, you see them just crash and burn because they didn't know what to do with it, right? And there's a lot of YouTube sensations right now happening, actually, in TikTok, you know, sensations, and a lot of people who are actually making more money right now than they've ever made before, especially in the younger generation, they have no idea what to do with it. So I hope that we can help. Right now, we've helped 2,700 students across the nation get into real estate and start the process. I'd like to help 100,000, to be honest. I think it would be really powerful to take it to the next level and see what magic we can create.
So for folks listening and watching, and they want to hear more from Mitch and Maylee, how do they find you?
Oh, gosh, the best way is either the website, which is mitchandmaylee.com, or our YouTube channel, which is Flippin' with Mitch and Maylee.
And I'm sure the YouTube channel. When did you start that? How long has it been going?
That was our COVID project. We started that early 2020. I've been doing kind of stage presenting and leading people down the educational path since 2015. So about 8 years. When COVID hit, teaching from stage wasn't an option anymore. We couldn't be in the same room.
Eye to eye communication.
Yeah, Maylee and I looked at each other like, what do we do with ourselves? What do we do with our life, right? So, we have a friend that's been very successful in the gaming world on YouTube. We thought, well, I mean, you know, we've got that in. We've got a built-in consultant here. Let's, you know, let's try our hand.
It's a real testament to you. So many people, you know, I got so frustrated. People say, well, they were, you know, binging on Netflix and sitting on the sofa. And I'll go, what a perfect opportunity to build something new. So
Yeah.
Congratulations. I think that's great. And so, you know, what's your advice for someone watching and listening right now? If they, you know, they've been listening to this, they go, easy for you to say, well, what's the first step? What do you suggest they do?
Yeah, it's really easy to look at someone and be like, oh, overnight success, right? Or, you know, we get a lot. Well, sure, you guys can do it because you're Mitch and Maley. Well, you know, you don't necessarily see all of the crap we've had to wade through and all the mountains we've had to climb. And, you know, and really, you know, also where we started from, we like to share our story often because especially Maley's story is so compelling of how you can go from rags to riches just simply with knowledge and work ethic. And so
I love that, knowledge and work ethic.
And knowledge and work ethic. So my advice would be, you know, don't be fooled by where we are today. We got here because of our thirst for knowledge and our dedication to hard work. My dad always told me growing up, and this has stuck with me my entire life. He said, no matter what it is you're feeling, whether it's that you're happy and you're excited about something that happened, or if you're disappointed and discouraged by something that's going on, the answer and the solution is always get back to work. And that stuck with me. And you know, we've had our share of lumps and bruises and times that we've wanted to give up, but we always agree that the answer, no matter what, is get back to work. So whatever your dreams are, whatever your hopes and aspirations are, the answer is get back to work.
And but I'll just
actually going to. Yeah, we're actually going to have you guys stay in and do another recording for our private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement, where we're going to talk a little bit about those oops moments and how you got through them. Because a lot of times people get paralyzed by them and they don't take action to get through it and learn from it. So I appreciate you guys. I congratulate you for your success. More importantly, congratulate you for sharing your knowledge with other people who can listen to you and get that inspiration to take that first step, because the first step is usually the hardest. So thank you both very much for being with me today.
Thank you. It's an honor being here.
All right. So hang in there. We're going to do another recording, but thank you for watching and listening to this segment of the Play Big Moment podcast, because you know, you're fabulous, and share this with friends. Great information. And if you're not part of the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement, please join so you can hear the rest of the story. Take care. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.